The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I mean, I've been so lucky to experience amazing things in this game. That was the hardest couple of hours of my whole life, honestly. I can't believe that putt went in. I stood over it going, this is it. I said to Darren walking down 18, I said, I have a chance to do the coolest thing in my life here. And like, the Ryder Cup means everything to me, honestly. I've won the Open in Ireland, it's amazing, it's a dream come true, but the Ryder Cup for me is everything. Like, and to do that there today in the 18 green in front of everyone, it's like, it was so hard out there.
And it was an absolutely incredible moment last night. I was on my way to bed and I thought, I'm just going to sit here for 5 minutes and just take a look, because I think like everybody else assumed that Europe was going to storm it given what had happened on Friday and Saturday. Then I looked at the leaderboard and then I could just see, this is moving away for Europe. They're in a fight here. And then you could see this is going to go down to the wire. And when he stood up to take that final putt on the 18th, and he got it. Well, it was absolutely sensational. But I don't think I've ever seen a player so mentally exhausted in my whole life. They were shattered after what they went through out on the greens yesterday. It was something else. Anyhow, we are going to go live now to Esker Hills, Shane Lowry's home golf club in Clara, County Offaly. Henry visited the party there. Henry, was there a child washed in Clara today?
No, definitely not. And yeah, good afternoon from Esker Hills. There's so much love here, goodwill, joy, satisfaction in Clara and in Esker Hills. And you can probably hear the buzz behind me. The place is still buzzing. We actually got to sit down with Shane Lowry's grandma, Emily Scanlon, and used to put Shane in the turf box when minding him when she was, you know, putting the clothes on the washing line. Anyway, here is Emmy.
I'm Emily, Shane Lowry's grandmother, very, very proud of him, and all excited over how good they've done and how good the team done, and hopefully now it'll give everyone an awfully lift down Ireland, so that's what it's all about.
When did you realise that your grandson, Shane, had such talent for golf?
Well, like, he started from scratch, you know, and he started in Esker, not Esker Hill, but he started on the pitch and putt first, and he had a blue bike here, and he had one golf club, and Jimmy Rabbit, Lord rest him, was shopkeeper in the town, and he gave him the club, and his granddad then tied on the bike and away with him, and that's where it all started. So, like, you know, I suppose he was one of the lucky ones, but he had the talent as well, you know, so.
How proud are you of this Ryder Cup win, the fact that your grandson had that important putt that changed everything?
Well, I'm that proud of him now that I didn't know whether my heart was stopping or starting last night, but anyway, he gave life to everyone and he'll help everyone, and he's a good lad, very thoughtful chap. And a very good humoured laugh.
I didn't know whether my heart was starting or stopping. Either did I, Emily, at points, I have to say. She sounds extremely, extremely proud, Henry. Did she get a wink of sleep last night?
Well, she didn't in the end. She was absolutely thrilled. And she couldn't watch Shane's putt, which retained the Ryder Cup for Europe, which they went on to win.
When he was taking the putt, I had my eyes closed and my heart was going from one side of my chest to the other, and I just couldn't look at it. But when I heard the crowd roaring, I just happened to look at it, and then I started to cry, and then I was awake all night, and I'm sure, look, that's what it's all about, all excitement. Oh, I'm very, very proud of him. Oh, and we all are, and the whole of Offaly is, and his whole family are. You know, he's a great family. He come from great family. He come from the GAA background on one side, and the lad, my lad's done a bit of it as well, but then his father, and all Ireland medals. So, like, you know, it was there, like, from birth.
Emmy, for you, you didn't get much sleep last night at all.
No sleep at all. No, I turned, I twisted. I didn't know whether my heart was one side or the other side of my chest. But it's excitement, and it was good for our town, our county, our country, and the whole world. Give everyone a lift, please God.
And we're looking at a picture of the Clara Jug, as you're calling it here, comes home. Congratulations, Shane. And this is obviously the Open in 2019. I remember those scenes. You must be so proud of that. And also
very,
today.
Very, very proud. I'm very, very proud today. Very proud of him. Very proud of him. And his whole family. And we all visit one another and check one another. And there does be a lot of effing and blinding, but it relieves us at the end of the day.
And the heckling didn't get to you too much?
Not at all. I'm well heckled. I'm heckled all my life, so I don't pass any remarks on it, really.
A bit of effing and blinding, sure, it killed nobody, did it, Henry? She said talent there is genetic in the family.
Oh, completely. I mean, there's some superstars, there's some GAA superstars amongst them, and so much talent. And so much pride here in the Midlands today. You said, you know, there wasn't a child washed. There definitely wasn't a cow milked. Just people are delighted. Here is a man from the Midlands. Here is Brendan Daly.
I watched the entirety of the Ryder Cup on record and playback. And I watched it all last night live. I was absolutely ecstatic that Shane Lowry was the one who, under severe pressure from, I think, about 135 yards, put it within 6 feet. And not only that, under the immense pressure of a half point for that putt, got it. Absolutely thrilled for him and the whole European team.
So it fell for him, that really important putt fell for Shane Lowry. You're a Midlands man.
Yeah.
What does it mean for the Midlands of Ireland?
Well, Shane Lowry, in all of his previous wins and his previous accolades to his name, is the pride of the Midlands anyway. The fact that he did this for the Ryder Cup is just a bonus, that's all. He is an immense golfer and showed his true colours yesterday evening.
And you're still smiling?
I am still smiling. I'm supposed to be smiling for the next week and 2 weeks. And
2 weeks?
Thrilled to bits. It was too close now. The Americans came back very close.
Very tight.
And in fairness to some of the Americans, in particular Justin Thomas, he did try and quell the crowd from the abuse they were giving. So,
and the heckling, did that
shocking.
Make you feel uncomfortable?
I just felt that anybody who did that, that they should have been immediately thrown off the course. It's not the decorum to be held to, you know what I mean? It's golf is about manners and etiquette and keeping yourself right. The Masters, the Opens, all the other competitions are pale to insignificance to the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup to these guys is the ultimate. It's the pinnacle of success in their minds. And they're correct. It's absolutely huge.
There wasn't much manners or much etiquette on display at certain points over the weekend. Henry, you'd want to get the granny back out again onto the green. Emily Scanlon would sort them out. You said there that it lifted the town and it lifted the county and it lifted the country. But you're going even further than that, Henry. You think it actually brought Europe together.
Absolutely, because Europe is so divided on so many different things and it really can bring people together. I met this Englishman, Greg Odd. He married an Irish lady and he's a club member here in Esker Hills.
Well, I'm a nervous wreck. I still am. I mean, it was a very sort of up and down evening. All the blues came up at the beginning. I went to get changed to go to the pub, came back out, looked at the TV and the blues had gone and the reds were there. And I thought, oh, my God. Went to the pub, nervous wreck, drank too many beers, kind of hanging at the moment. But what an achievement. It's just remarkable, especially from the Irish lads.
And you're hanging, you're an Esker Hills Golf Club member, you're an Englishman. And that's the thing about the Ryder Cup.
Yep.
All these European countries come together and they support each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. Obviously, I'm a staunch Remainer. I'm very proud to be a part of the Irish community. And yes, it's a European thing. I mean, we have to remember that we adore Shane. Well, I know Shane very well. He's a lovely lad, very, very grounded. Rory did some great stuff over the weekend. But it is a European achievement and it is fantastic.
And what is Shane Lowry like? We know that he's celebrating. We're seeing the videos of him on the Europe bus in your head and the champagne, the running around, the flags. You think he's right to celebrate this big moment in his golfing career?
In such
a big way?
You have to remember what he's achieved. You know, he's a young lad from Clara who didn't have all of these sort of things around him that you might do if you remember in one of the bigger clubs in Ireland where you're looked after and nurtured from an early age. He did it all himself, really. A natural talent. In a small club, Eskerhills, but a big heart, and he just deserves everything that he's achieved. He loves to celebrate, and what's wrong with that? He's a good lad,
and we all want to celebrate with him, don't we?
Absolutely.
I want to be on that bus. You do too.
Absolutely. Yes, the whole of Eskerhills would love to have been on that bus,
wouldn't we all, Henry? Who else did you meet?
Well, here is Trevor Giles, Meath GA All-Star and grand uncle and sister to Emmy, Thomas Newman.
The putt was magnificent, but the shot he hit into the green, when your man was out of hitting it over the sand onto the green, like, that was incredible. And I knew when he had that putt, because he loves that. The more pressure he's under, the better he likes it. And he said to himself, so he was knackered after that. He said it was the worst 2 hours of his life. But it's a wonderful feeling. And so we went mad.
How mad did you go?
Lucky enough, I was here. I had a couple of pints here earlier. But I went home and watched it at home on my own. So it was a lot easier. But I did. I actually shed a little tear when he went in, you know, because he's so good to us. He's such a nice fella. You know, he's unbelievable. You know, so.
Yeah, how are you? Trevor is my name. I'm County Mead. We just booked a four ball here in Esker Hills a few months ago for today. And it was just amazing that we're here the day after Shane Lowry sank the crucial putt for Europe to retain the cup. So just have to finish me around. Love coming down here. We're only an hour from here in the car. So just have to have a lovely game of golf.
And you're smiling. It's a special time.
Special time, yeah. I love me golf. Me mum and dad love their golf. Me sister, we watched it all day Friday, half of it Saturday, and all of it Sunday. And you'd be just wrecked from watching it. You know, it's there's nothing like it. And you know the pressure they had to endure over those few days in New York. So very proud of Shane. You know.
And many thanks to Henry McKean for that lovely heartwarming report from Shane Lowry's golf club in Offaly.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.